flood water and chunks of ice from the Yukon River have caused major devastation in Eagle. The river has risen 40 feet above normal, well beyond the previous historic peak set in 1937. Local resident and National Weather Service observer John Borg says high water and heavy ice have swept through the lower part of the community.
Two buildings were destroyed. We can see the kindling out in the river when the ice stopped moving last night. Other buildings are laying in the wrong direction or pushed back and out of shape off the foundations. The store was floating last night for a while with water up to the ceiling. And everything where there was only water before is now packed in with chunks of ice.
Eagle is home to more than 100 people, and Borg estimates more than 30 have been displaced or had property lost or damaged. He says the old native village has been hardest hit.
The native village out here 3 miles above us was totally wiped out by the ice, and there were a few people, not all that many, but they lost everything.
Borg says the old village residents evacuated to the new village site on higher ground, but that the road and power lines from there to the city of Eagle have been severed. The State Department of Emergency Management, the National Park Service, and the Tanana Chiefs Conference are providing assistance for drinking water, food, and clothing. Most assistance is coming by air, as the only road into town, the graveled Taylor Highway, has been impacted by numerous washouts. Earlier today, a Park Service contracted helicopter rescued two residents and their sled dogs from a remote home site 12 miles downstream from Eagle. Yukon Charley National Preserve Superintendent Greg Dudgeson says Andy and Kate Basich were in a desperate situation.
They were asking for help. There was no way to reach high ground. Their cabin and property had taken one surge, that was their word, one surge from the river, and large chunks of the bank had been eroded away, and they didn't think they could survive a second surge.
Dudgeon says the National Park Service was notified and called in a helicopter to rescue the couple, who were doing everything they could to stay alive.
They were forced to go up on the roof of their cabin because of the rising water and ice. And according to the helicopter pilot, he thought the cabin and that site had probably less than an hour left before it was part of the river.
Dudgeon says the couple did everything they could to save their sled dogs, but not all of them made it.
My understanding about the dogs was that they were originally chained on the ground and near a couple of canoes that had been attached together to escape when the time came. And the ice and water rose so quickly that before the couple could react, the ice crushed the canoes and killed at least one dog, possibly another, and injured others.
Dudgeon says the Park Service is in contact with several other remote residents of the Yukon Charley region and is preparing to evacuate them if necessary. With so much heavy ice in the river and more meltwater flushing into the Yukon from an above-average snowpack upstream, more problems are anticipated at Eagle and downstream. State Department of Emergency Management spokesman Jeremy Zedig says river community residents need to take precautions.
So people should start preparing now, getting enough food and water to survive for 72 hours, put up in a safe location, having a battery-operated radio. They should stay out of floodwaters at all times. Talk with your community members about what you're going to do, where you're going to evacuate, and what supplies you have on hand.
160 miles downriver from Eagle at Circle, store owner Erla Hutchinson says residents began getting ready Monday.
They were packing up stuff and moving it to higher ground, which is good, you know, because some years you just never know. I mean, we got plenty of warning this year, so, people were concerned and doing their stuff, and I got stuff up in the store, and so you just do what you do every year, not knowing what's going to happen.
Hutchinson says there's less chance of ice jamming at Circle because the Yukon is 2.5 miles wide there.